hotel room where you preach it for 2 days. And I'm beginning to feel what Miss Renee feels a little bit. We need to pray for Miss Renee. Amen. I want to say this to the church and to Brother Ken. There was an underlying theme throughout these days. God began to move, and it was salvation. And it was encouragement for God's men. But I cannot tell you how many preachers, missionaries, I ran into this week, and this is what they said. And I can't tell you all by name, but we'd get to talking about churches. And they would say this. They would say, boy, Brother Ken and the folks at Liberty has done so much for our life. One person right after another. We went down to Liberty, and God used Liberty to meet a need. I heard that. If I heard it once, I heard it 5 times this week from different people, different missionaries. And can I tell you, you may not get a lot of thank yous back, but I'm going to tell you, God's using you like you wouldn't believe. I'm talking about missionaries who's going all over the world. And I believe this. I believe every time that God saves a soul through those that you've helped, I believe God recognizes that reward not only for them in heaven, I believe He recognizes it for you. Amen. Because you had a part in that ministry. Amen. We went out Monday and we had meeting, and our Brother Ken preached on that mule. He rode a mule all night long. And boy, God helped us about how. And then we went in the prisons on Tuesday. My. How we seen men who were there behind those bars, and they were desperate to hear something real. And boy, we seen 8 saved in the dormitories that night and had 16 saved at the meeting. Boy, God moved. And God, the Holy Ghost, fell and helped us. And I appreciate the Lord. Amen. And I want to tell you, I appreciate you, and I appreciate your preacher. I love him. He's my preacher. I love him. I thank God for him, Miss Renee. And I've enjoyed my time. I did preach this morning. The Lord helped us. And I appreciate God helping us, but I've got a thought in my heart. And if you have your Bibles, Matthew chapter 15 tonight. Matthew, it's good to have my wife and my babies. They're growing a little bit, amen. And it's good to have my mother and father-in-law back there, amen. My mother-in-law will tell you, my daddy-in-law needs all the preaching he can get, amen. And we're glad to have them tonight. I love them and appreciate the raising they give my wife to love the Lord. And I appreciate that heritage. I'm going to ask you to turn to Matthew 15, and then we'll go over to the book of Philippians here in a moment, chapter number 4, and we'll read just a thought out of these verses here. The Bible said in Matthew 15 and verse 10, and he called the multitude, and he said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth the man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended? You know, the truth always offends somebody. Amen. Boy, your best thing you can do is just tell the truth, and no matter who it offends, it's still right. Amen. The Bible said they came, and the disciples in verse 12, the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. Let me stop here. They are people you can help tonight. They are people that will listen. But you better understand, there's a group of folks out there. They're blind tonight. They don't care about God. You hear me? They don't care. Hey, but there's just some folks you're just never going to get through to. Amen. Don't mean you ought not love them. Don't mean you ought not tell them about Jesus. But understand, that's the day and time the Lord said that was going to happen. He said in verse 15, then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? Notice verse number 18 and 19. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart, and here it is, proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are those things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. Father, we love you. Would you make preaching easy? We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for reverencing the Word of God. You can be seated. Tonight it is my task to give a little bit of a difficult thought tonight. But the Bible said in verse number 19, he said that for out of the heart, and we know that when the Lord relates to the heart, he's not talking about the muscle that beats on the inside of you. He's talking about that inward man. He's talking about that when this flesh dies, there is that soul and spirit, that heart within man. This is what he said. He said, for out of that heart, in other words, your heart is really who you are. You understand me? Your heart is really the person who, he said, out of that is, he said, there comes evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. The Lord tells us numerous times about dealing with the thought of the mind. And about dealing, Brother Mike, with the thought tonight that we are to have the mind of Christ. Amen. You agree with me there? But it's one thing to read that, and it's another thing to live that. And the older I get and the more I walk with the Lord, I have come to find out there is one thing that seems to be troubling me more than it's ever troubled me before in my walk. And that is not anything else but simply my mind tonight. My mind and your mind is not saved, if you didn't know that, by the way. Amen. Y'all help me tonight. Now, the Lord Jesus, he begins to teach, and you could go back to chapter 5, and you could go all the way through to chapter number 13. The Lord's going to carry us back to the law, and he's going to remind us. He's going to remind us that there in the law, when a man offended another, when he broke the law, if a man committed adultery or a woman committed adultery, the Bible said they were stoned to death. When he stole something, his hand was cut off. And so therefore, that debt of breaking the law was not that which was on the inside, but it was yet that which was manifested on the outside, and the price was on the outside. You come to the book of Matthew and you find out the Lord Jesus takes that a little of a step further. He said that if a man even looks upon a woman and commits lust in his heart, he said it's just like he's already committed adultery there already. Where did that begin? It began right here. Amen. Here is the scary thought tonight. We could all sit here in our Baptist clothes and in our Baptist churches and on our Baptist pews and sing our godly songs and read out of our King James Bible. And can I tell you, we'd never, ever, ever think about doing anything that we're talking about in these verses physically. But the problem is we have no trouble doing it in our mind. And hello. And the Lord Jesus is bringing us to the place where he is reminding us, whether you do it in your flesh, if it is committed in your mind, it's as good as if you've already done it. It's still sin tonight. Hello? Is that not a scary thought too, that we could set up under Bible preaching, Brother Mike? Hello? We could come here, Brother Jerry, on a Sunday morning, and we could hear good preaching and hear good singing. Amen. Hey, and still yet in our minds have the capacity to go places we don't want to go, but we end up going. Tonight, we got trouble with our minds. Amen. Amen. We got trouble with our thoughts. We got trouble with that inward man, and tonight we need to understand that there is some ministry that must be given to the mind. Amen. Would you agree with me tonight? You have some gates on you. You got an eye gate. You got an ear gate. You young people, if you'll catch this at an early age, can I tell you, you won't have to be like some of us in the building that'll stand up and testify, I wish I hadn't looked at that. Or I wish I hadn't heard that. Amen. Y'all help me out tonight. Amen. I wish I hadn't saw that. Amen. If you'll guard your eyes, young folks, and you'll guard your ears, when you get older, God will help you with some things like you'll never believe. Boy, if I could go back, I'd change some things. But tonight I'm dealing with things in my mind. I'm not telling you this out of something I'm not living, because I'm a living it tonight, and I'm trying to tell you I'm dealing with my own self and asking God for help with my mind tonight, because understand, there are things in my life I'm not proud of. There's things in my life I have done against God that's under the blood. But understand this, my thank God they're under the blood and I'm forgiven, but yet inside my mind they still dwell there. So I got to have some help with that tonight. There is a ministry night to the mind. A ministry to the mind. The Bible teaches us that in Matthew chapter number 10 verse 14, and whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, can I tell you, when you depart out of their house, the Bible said, or city, he said, shake off the dust from your feet. Jesus is dealing with a crowd here that didn't want to listen to these things. Can I tell you, we deal with Baptists who don't want to listen, Brother Ken. They say, you know what? Can I tell you, it don't matter what's in my mind. Let me bring it home to you. Some of you ladies have said this, well, you can look, but you better not touch. Jesus said you better not even look. Amen. Help me out. That goes for ladies too. Amen. Y'all help me out. I need a little more than that. Amen. We're going to get down where we live. Amen. You say, preacher, I would never take a gun and kill nobody. No, but you thought about it. You women, don't tell me you ain't thought about blowing your husband's brains out. Come on now. Amen. Amen. I know y'all all saintly down here at Liberty. I know you ain't never got no arguments at the house where you threw frying pans and... Amen. Let some words fly. Amen. Some of you said, if I could get in that shotgun, I'd get that shotgun. Boy, you might not have said it, but you thought it. Amen. Being sitting in traffic, somebody pull out in front of you. Boy, I'd run right over them. You wouldn't do it, but you'd think it. You say, don't nobody know about that? Oh, yes, they do. Not only you know about it, Jesus knows about it. Amen. Talking about in our mind tonight. He said there's murders in there, there's fornications in there, and there's a, he said all that, there's, he said all that is inside of this. No wonder we have such trouble with our minds. Brother Ken, I'll be up preaching, and I feel like I've got God's message every once in a while, and I'll have their attention for about 2 minutes on Sunday morning. And then they all read it down at Ryan's wondering what's going to be hot on the buffet. Amen. Don't even know what the preacher said. Amen. Because our minds were distracted. Y'all women tonight, we're here, ain't we? If you're here, say amen. I'm talking about tonight, there is this ministry that needs to be given to our minds. Take your Bibles, if you will. Go with me to Philippians chapter number 4. And I'm going to help us real quick, then we'll give the invitation. Philippians 4, and look with me here just a moment at what Paul wrote about the mind. Philippians chapter number 4, and look at verse number 4 tonight. Talking about that there is a ministry to the mind tonight. If you need some help with your mind, say amen. Amen. He said, rejoice in verse 4 in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Notice verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep, here's our two areas. Shall keep your what? Hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He said, Christ Jesus. He said, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, do what with them? Think on these things. Number one, if you're writing these down, You're going to have to build some things. And the first thing you're going to have to build for a minister, your mind, you're going to have to learn to build a wall of praise. The Bible said in verse number 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord. Everybody say that with me. Always. And again, I say rejoice. He said in verse number 8, he said, if there be any praise, think on these things. Number one, when your mind is going crazy and when your thoughts are running rapid, you better learn that you got a place you can go to. And can I tell you, you can get to the Savior and you can magnify His name and you can adore Him and you can love Him and you can praise Him, because I've realized that if I can get my mind off of me and my heart off of me and get my mind on Him and what He is and what He's doing, it'll help my mind along on the journey, amen. So you got to learn. You got to build a wall of praise. My mind plays tricks on me. Not long ago, I was standing at the back door and I'd preach that morning. And I know this probably never happens to preachers, but I was standing at the back door. And Brother Stacy said, man, this kind of come by me quick. I mean quick. And this is the way he shook my hand. He walked by, he said, everybody left. Me and Miss Deanne got in the car to go to the Mexican restaurant. I said, uh-oh. I said, I done made him mad. I said, uh-oh. My mind, Brother Mike, was doing this. I said, oh no. Here's another church problem. Oh no, here's another church fight. Oh no, here's another, somebody else done got offended. Amen. And can I tell you, I was beside myself. I ordered my burrito, and there I set the burrito, and I just had to look at it. And all I could see was that man's face looking back at me, shaking my hand. I said, honey, I can't take it no more. She said, leave it alone. I said, I can't take it no more. I said, I'm going to call him. She said, well, Lord, do something. I picked the phone up. I walked out there. I called him. I said, brother, I said, listen. I said, I seen you left quick. I said, I want to know what's wrong. He said, preacher, I'm sorry. He said, I got the stomach virus. He said, and I had to get home quick. You say, what'd you say? I said, thank God for the stomach virus. Amen. But my mind, because of his reaction, and because, hey, you've been somewhere and you see people huddled up and they are talking, and your mind will say, oh, the devil put a thought in your mind. They talking about you. They're talking about what you wear. They're talking about your family. They're talking about you being here. Hey, and they ain't never one time thought about you. But because it got in your mind, it put a seed in there. And can I tell you, if you ain't careful, you done got mad at God and everybody because of something that didn't even exist. You say, how'd I help that? Get to his feet. Just stop and praise him. Just stop and say, Lord, I just want to take a little time. And I tell you, he said, rejoice in the Lord. How much? Always. And again, every time you need help with your mind, he said, just find you somewhere, draw you a circle out, and praise God. Amen. So rejoice in the Lord always. Build a wall of praise. Number two, if you notice what he said in verse number 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Notice the next verse. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Number two, not only are you going to have to learn to build a wall of praise with your mind, you're going to have to learn to build a wall of prayer. Let your requests be made known unto who? Unto God. Can I just say this? I feel like I'm at home. That's scary. Amen. When I'm afield at home. But can I tell you, if your mind's running rampant on you, maybe you ought not go home and get on the telephone and make your request known to everybody else. Maybe you ought to get to your prayer place. Amen. And get to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm having trouble with this thing. And before I go run my mouth somewhere, maybe I ought to talk to you about it. Amen. Brother Ken, come down there and preach revival for us a few months ago. And I love to hunt. My wife will tell you a lot more than I need to be. And there was some property that someone had told me about. And the Lord told me, Miss Renee, you don't need it. He said, you don't need to do it. But I wouldn't listen.
Brother Ken preached that night and preached about cleaning that temple out, you know, and really convicted me. But I wasn't still listening to God. I was right there in the midst of my meeting. I went down there and looked at that property and I said, Lord, it'd be good for me to have this property. I believe we could afford it. I believe it'd be good. I believe there's big deer on it. I seen tracks like rubs and scratch. I thought, oh Lord, I could picture me killing it. You know, I'm just telling you, it was just there. And the whole time, I never took it to the Lord in prayer. Brother Dennis, I never one time asked God, was it okay? But the whole time He's dealing with my heart. Finally, I said, preacher, got up and preached that one night, man, the Lord just moved in. I said, I ain't going to take the prophet. I ain't going to do it. God, you're right, I'm wrong. I got a phone call the next morning. Preacher friend of mine knew the guy on the property. He said, you going to get that property? I said, no. He said, boy, you better be glad. He said, that boy's trying to hoodwink you. He said, that property's in a lawsuit. He said, he was going to take your money and run. He said, he's done tried it two times with two other people. Boy, ain't it amazing how the Holy Ghost knows more than we do. He was trying to warn me. He was trying to help me. You know what I didn't do? I didn't take it to the Lord. Hey, I can bring that all the way down to buying a car. Me and Miss Deanne drove a Plymouth Sundance Duster way too long because I was out of God's will buying it. You say, I already know what a Plymouth Sundance... Exactly. Exactly. But you know what? I walked out of God's will, did it anyway, didn't talk to God about it. You know what? I paid the price for it. Can I tell you something about your mind? If you make decisions, your life, and you don't take them to the throne room, and you don't get the approval of God, from now to eternity, you're going to pay a price in your mind. I didn't say you couldn't get right with God, but can I tell you, it'll bear a consequence. You'll look back on your life and you'll say, boy, if I'd have just took that to the Lord. If I'd just found me a wall of praise and built me a wall of praise and prayer around that thing and asked God, maybe I would have listened and I wouldn't be paying for this in my mind tonight. Hello? Number three, he said, be careful for nothing. Not only are you going to have to learn in your mind to build a wall of praise and build a wall of prayer, you're going to have to build a wall of patience. Any impatient people tonight? Amen. Lord, I could open up some here, but I ain't going to. Any of us have a problem with being patient with other people? Huh? But we don't want them to be impatient with us. You ever demand more for others than you don't demand on yourself? Hello? Amen. Can I say something about the preacher? We want the preacher to kill himself for the ministry, but we ain't willing to do it ourselves. I ain't saying about it. I'm just saying that's everywhere I go. That's everywhere your preacher goes. We see it in churches. If we preach that, am I right? All year long. I don't believe that's like that here. It's not like that in my place. But I'm going to tell you, it don't mean it ain't out there. Amen. We want people to produce and we want results, but we're not willing to wait on God to give us those results. Amen. Impatience runs all the way from the most largest things in our life to the most minor things. I want to thank y'all for praying for us with our young ones. And then my baby's back here. Amen. But I used to fuss on my couples. They'd get to church late. Amen. Junior would get out and he'd have one britches leg up to here. No shoe on. Fruit Loops in her hair. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Shirt tail hanging out. Walking in. I'd say, bless. Late, 15 minutes late for Sunday school. I'd say, bless God. They ought to get right with God. And then God gave me one. And we was able to shave her in there. And then God gave us Will. And we live beside the church. We don't always get there when we need to. I had to go back and apologize to my church parents. I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I didn't know. I didn't. But I was so... Can I tell you something? We'll look at somebody that ain't as spiritual as us. We'll think, boy, they ought to be living better than what they live in. You don't know what they've been going through. Maybe you ought to have a little bit of long-suffering and patience about it. I mean, maybe you don't know where they're walking. You ain't walked in their shoes. Boy, how quick are we to judge? You want to help your mind? You're going to have to learn not only to be patient with other people, you're going to have to learn to be patient with yourself. Uh-huh. Amen. I know we can test patience tonight by how some of you drive. How some of you act when your meal's late at the restaurant. And then you're going to live a gospel tract. Lord, help you. Fuss on the waitress. Almost cuss the cook out. And go, Jesus loves you. And leave a dollar tip. Lord, help. Need some patience. Amen. Amen. Some of us need some patience with our spouses. Honey, I've been working all day long. I ought to have supper on the table when I get home. Big boy. Oh, mercy. I'm a full-time pastor. I stay at home a little bit with my wife. I guarantee you I have changed 27 diapers in a day. Miss Deanne went with the ladies one day to do something just to get out of the house. Oh, mercy. These things went on that I never seen go on with her. They was things happening in them babies that they didn't happen with her. But they decided to build it all up and wait till daddy got in there by himself. Here you go, big boy. You've been fussing on mama. Here you go. Bring me to tears. Thank God you work. But we ought to be a little patient with one another. Ladies, maybe a little more patient with him. If he is providing that income, you don't know what he's having to go through down there. You don't know what kind of boss he's got. I'm just trying to help him tonight. Amen? I'm saying we need a little patience one night. We need a little patience. Now, why? It'll help our mind. Be careful. You ever worry? I know you do. Do you ever worry about anything? By the way, that's what that verse means. That you don't worry. Be careful for nothing. I'm going to give y'all a little news flash. If you are worrying about tomorrow, your mind's already went to tomorrow. You might not even make it to tomorrow. So why worry? Be careful for what? Nothing. Nothing. I've laid there in the bed at night. I've laid there in the bed, Brother Mike, many nights. Lost sleep. Over things that never happened. My mind took me there. My mind carried me to that place. But never one time did it even happen. I thought people were hurt at me. Never was. But my mind carried me there. Tonight, we need to understand there is a wall of praise we can build. There's a wall of patience that we can build. There's a wall of prayer. Let me give this last one, verse number 8. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and here it is, whatsoever things are pure. I even hesitate to say this tonight. But I'm going to admit it because I want to help some of you tonight. Before I got saved, I put some impure things in here. Now, you may not admit that tonight, and that's okay. But I admit it to you tonight. Brother Jake, I put some things in here that God never meant to be in here. But I've come to find out preaching this message the last few places I've been, I've had God's people walk up to me. And they'll tell me, preacher, I've put some impure things in here since I've been saved. And I think we all probably amen to that too. I come to find out these people in our churches everywhere that if we really knew in the dark what was going on, it'd scare us to death. You can go to the book of Ezekiel, and I believe it's chapter number 8, and God warned Ezekiel about them Israelites. You know where he said that all their problems was? He used this word, imagery. He said it's in their imaginations, but he said it's their dark imagery. It's those things that are in the dark that are corrupting our minds. It's those things we watch on television that nobody else sees. It's those things. Listen, do you know tonight that Facebook in itself is not sinful? Amen. You know what makes Facebook sinful tonight? It's when a depraved mind gets on it and puts something on it shouldn't be. Amen. Y'all help me out. Hey, Facebook in itself can be used for great things. Amen. But when a depraved mind gets a hold of it, internet in itself can be used for great things. But it's when that depraved mind goes to things impure that it shouldn't go to. That's when it becomes sin in our life. A television, hey, if you want to get rid of your 50-inch flat screen, I'll load her up tonight, honey. Amen. I got 5 televisions. 3. I don't know, I lost count. But I'm going to tell you something. This mind, if I ain't careful, on that tube. Hello? Hello? I'm saying tonight, you turn it off. Amen. But if you go to a place you shouldn't go, it's that depraved mind. Amen. It's not the device itself. It's like this gun thing. It ain't a gun itself that kills somebody. It's somebody that grabs a gun, pulls the trigger. Don't matter if you got a shotgun, a pistol, amen, or an M16 tonight. Listen, it's the one behind the gun. That's the problem. And when they take all the guns away, they still gonna be killing people with ball bats and tire irons. Because man is depraved in his mind and in himself, and we need the mind of Christ and to build some things up in our mind. 3 things and I'm done. Here's 3 things you better watch out for. Number 1, sinful imaginations. Dreaming dreams you should not dream. Dreaming dreams you should not dream. Now, the Bible said without a vision, the people will perish. And there's nothing wrong for having a vision where God wants to go. But can I tell you, when we get to dreaming about things that God's not involved in, that's when it becomes sinful in our hearts. Number 2, be careful of sinful memories. Paul said we're to put those things which are behind. Let me help you tonight. Did you know tonight if you've got things in your past that are sinful and you've done put them under the blood, and God's done dealt with them, that you could keep bringing those things up in your mind over and over and over again and begin to dwell on them so much that they become sin again in your heart? You'll begin to remember what you did back yonder, and you'll go back to those acts. Hello? Those things that you've committed against God, and you'll begin to rehearse that in your mind. See, nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. Thirdly, you better not overlook this sinful nature. You better not overlook that. It will destroy you tonight. And so here's the message tonight. There's a minister to your mind, but here's a scary thing tonight. That we could all be sitting in this building, in this service tonight, but yet not be in the service. Because our mind has carried us somewhere else. Our mind has walked us to a place. You say, preacher, what I do? He said, there's a mind you can have that'll bring peace. But you have to carry it to the Lord Jesus. And you're going to have to get up in the morning. And you're going to have to do it again. And you're going to have to get up on Friday. And you're going to have to do it again. And you're going to have to get up on Saturday. And you're going to say, Lord, it's Saturday. I need help with my mind. And I need help with my old sinful nature. Paul said he crucified himself how many times? Daily. Every day he got up. 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 Because can I tell you, you're going to get up tomorrow, and what bothered you today or what bothers you tomorrow may not bother you today, but it's going to bother you tomorrow. My wife is scared of tornadoes. And I understand why. We lived up there, and that day, that the other April, when they come through, I'm more scared of them now because of that day than any day. But I want to ask you a question. If there was a tornado coming tonight and headed to your house, and they gave you ample warning, And you had a shelter to run to that you knew without a doubt was going to protect your family and your babies. And you knew was going to be the shelter, Brother Chris, that was going to protect you through that storm and through that difficulty. I wonder how many of us would run to that place. I hope every one of us would. Can I tell you tonight, it may not come by some solicitation of sin in the flesh. It may come through a solicitation of your mind. And it may come like a tornado through your mind. Nobody else knows it. But there's a shelter to run to tonight. And that's Christ Jesus. Building a wall of praise, building a wall of patience, building a wall of prayer, and learning to build a wall of purity because it brings a wall of peace around our life tonight. You having trouble with your mind? You having trouble with your mind? I'm going to ask your sister to come. If she don't mind tonight, we'll stand to our feet. I've shared my heart tonight. But I just want you to be honest. You ain't got to tell nobody else. I'm just talking about between you and God tonight. Are you having trouble with your mind tonight? Are you having trouble with worry tonight? Or could there be some families tonight? You got some things you're worried about tonight. Won't you take them to Jesus? Won't you take them to the Lord tonight? Tonight, maybe you ought to find you somewhere, just draw you a circle around, just praise God and say, God, I need some help in my mind. Maybe you ought to just talk to Him. Maybe you ought to say, Lord, I have found myself to be impatient with myself and others. And God, I need help tonight. I wonder tonight, she'll begin playing for us. She'll begin playing tonight. I wonder tonight, would you just be honest with God? Lord, I need help with my mind. If you're lost tonight, I guarantee you the Lord will save you. He's convicted you. I have no doubt about that. Sister, you go right ahead. Begin playing. Lord, I need help with my mind. I need help tonight. I need help. Just be honest tonight.